Watcher, and a big welcome, a huge welcome to this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And I'm delighted to start with the very latest album from pianist Brad Meldow. You certainly won't be surprised to discover that this Brad Meldow album is called After Bark. It was recorded at the Mechanics Hall in Worcester, Massachusetts, April 2017. Half the numbers are Bark compositions, half are Meldow's, called After Bark Compos, and it's a total delight. The comprehensive but very technical liner notes are by Meldow's colleague at Nonesuch Records, Timo Andreas, himself a classical pianist and composer. Phrases like, "It's an understated perpetuum mobile, tumbling nonchalantly in mirrored phrases," and that's one of the more comprehensible. We heard Meldow's After Bark Pastoral. Wonderful stuff. Now, it's later. We'll be right back. The Eddie Allen Quintet, with a recording in Brooklyn, July 99. Trumpeter Eddie Allen has been a much sought-after sideman. Art Blakey, Benny Carter, Randy Weston, Dizzy, Houston Person being just some of the big names he's played with, which also demos his versatility. He comes from both an R&B and avant-garde background, but this straight-ahead style is just perfect. And he's sometimes been compared to Lee Morgan. Praise indeed. That was his own compo, Later. Don Fork, tenor, Anthony Wansey, piano, Richie Goods, bass, and Cindy Blackman, drums. Let's hear from the great jazz trio, also known as Hank Jones. Great jazz trio on a Japanese afterbeat album. Hank Jones piano, Mats Vinding bass, Billy Hart drums. Recorded in Copenhagen, one of our regular destinations at the Mo. In Copenhagen in, I think, May 89. And that was Ellington's Prelude to a Kiss. And it's now Ellington time. We'll be right back. In some ways, this is an almost forgotten Ellington Columbia LP, Festival Session. It was recorded September 59 at Columbia's famous 30th Street Studios in New York, a former church. Ellington and Strayhorn were so creative around this period of time that so many other albums came out, and this one was a bit overlooked. And I would personally say it's as good as the likes of Such Sweet Thunder, which had huge critical acclaim. Festival Session includes two mini-suites, Dual Fuel and Idiom 59, each in three parts. We heard Idiom 59 Part 2, with Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet as the principal soloist. I'll just list the trumpeters, Clark Terry, Cat Anderson, Shorty Baker, Ray Nance, Willie Cook and Fats Ford. It's guitar time, and a bit of Debussy. Thank you. And that's from a 2011 album called Friends. The leader is the extraordinary guitarist Stanley Jordan, whose discography is much shorter than his talents suggest it should be. He wasn't the first to tap the strings of a guitar, but he certainly perfected it. He used both hands to tap the strings, so was able to either play two completely independent lines on the guitar at the same time, just like a piano, in fact, or, rather gimmickly, play two guitars at once. He was in the UK at the Pizza Express in Soho whilst I was away, sadly. We heard Jordan's take on Claude Debussy's Reverie, with Charlotte Moffett bass and Kenwood Dennard drums. And here's another underrated master of his instrument, baritone sax in this case. June 62, Lugano, Switzerland. The legendary Swedish baritonist Lars Gullin and some previously unreleased tracks on the top quality Sonorama label from Berlin in Germany. This LP is called The Liquid Moves of Lars Gullin. Chet Baker, no less, had just described Lars's playing as liquid. Gullin had played in Baker's band in October 55 when Chet was touring Germany and Switzerland, and then later in Paris, where it was Gullin who discovered the dead body of Chet's drug-addicted pianist, Dick Thwartzik. Gullin himself was a drug addict and vanished from the music scene shortly after these recordings for a four-year period. Flavio Ambrosetti was on alto and he wrote that song, Out of Bush. Incidentally, Ambrosetti set up a recording session every summer in Lugano and invited the best European musos to join him. Ambrosetti owned the company that made tyres for Opel cars, so he could afford that hobby. Back to this lineup: Raymond Court, trumpet, Barney Willen, tenor, George Gruntz, piano, Eric Peter, bass, and Pierre Favre on drums. Lars Gullin died of a heart attack in May 76, brought on by his excessive use of methadone. He was 48, one of jazz's best. Here's one of our all-time fave songs. This newly released vinyl on Wax Time Records is entitled Jazz for Relaxing, and the front cover has a large photo of a very attractive young woman doing just that, relaxing. She's totally relaxed, I might say, as she's taken all her clothes off and is resting on a couple of cushions on a futon. Where were we now? Yes, that was Over the Rainbow, as you know. Pianist and arranger Marty Paich is the leader of this Hollywood August 56 recording session. Art Pepper on alto, Buddy Clark bass, Frank Capp drums. This next LP is called The Happy Cats, and we'll hear the title song. Thank you. Trumpeter Joe Newman is the leader on this Vogue LP, and that was his own combo, The Happy Cats. And yes, it's full of Basie influences, as Newman was obviously a Basieite, as were other members of this band, Frank Wes, yet again Frank Wes on flute, Eddie Jones bass, plus trombonist Frank Rehack, pianist Johnny Acia, and Connie Kay on drums. And most of them got a chance to pop into the spotlight on The Happy Cats. Ernie Wilkins and Quincy Jones supplied the arrangements. Recorded New York, Jan 57. And apologies, as I think there was a small scratch on that original pressing LP, hence the audible pop. We're off to Maybeck Recital Hall. Maybeck Recital Hall, Berkeley, California, has hosted some wonderful solo piano concerts over the years, all recorded by Concord Records. This album, volume 32 of the series, stars Sir Roland Hanna, we heard Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein III's Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. It's mainly a Gershwin programme, and it's very well chosen to suit the perfect acoustics of Maybeck Hall. It was a live recording, as you could tell, by the polite applause by the very respectable audience of Maybeck Hall. It's rather like going to Wigmore Hall in London for a jazz gig. What? No Amsterdam this week, but we're back off to Copenhagen again. yes, the Ellington Standard, I got it bad, and that ain't good. It's been recorded to death, and yet a refreshingly simple version can bring it to life again. This June 2005 recording session in the Loft Studio, Copenhagen, is all of standards, and each of the 10 songs is a tribute to a famous tenor man. Well, except for I Got It Bad, which is dedicated to an altoist. No prizes for shouting out Johnny Hodges. Jesper Thilo, leader and tenor, fellow Danes, Jan Lundgren on piano, Jesper Lundgaard, bass. The album is called Tributes. Here's something unusual, a whole LP dedicated to Kurt Weill's Three Penny Opera. Thank you. We all know and love the song Mack the Knife from the Threepenny Opera, but it's an effort to try and think of other songs from the Play With Music. More than an effort, in fact. Mack the Knife is such a fantastic song that it can carry this show, any show by itself, so I deliberately chose something else. In this case, Barbara's song. And now that you ask, other songs include Polly's Song, Solomon's Song, Love Song and Army Song. Recorded in New York, August 58, by the Australian jazz quintet, the AJQ. They had a consistent lineup in their early days, but this was their last recording session, and changes were afoot. This Bethlehem LP only mentions the arranger and vibes player, Teddy Charles, who, of course, is American, so I'm guessing the rest of this lineup, rather. Errol Buddle and Dick Healy reeds, Bryce Roeder, piano, bass and drums, I've got no idea about. Coming up, an excellent mantra. Make someone happy. Recorded in Los Angeles, October-November 67. It was the second album by pianist Mike Wofford, who was back then a member of Shelly Manne's quintet, as was the bassist Monty Budwick. Drummer John Guerin had known Wofford since they were both 15, hence the terrific empathy between the three of them on that gorgeous ballad, Make Someone Happy. Time for our last one, I'm afraid, and it's tenor man Al Cohen, live at EJ's in Atlanta, Georgia, March 82. It's not the best recording in the world, and it's the last number of the set, so Al will name-check the rhythm section for us. This is a tune co-written by Al Cohen and the pianist Dan Wall, and its title is June. As ever, many thanks for joining me, and I really hope you've had fun listening. And please come back next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care, be well.